Welcome to Paint Ed. PCA provides painting contractors with connections they need to grow their business. To find out more and to become a member, visit pcapainted.org. Find more great content like this on PCA Overdrive. A subscription to the platform is included with membership. For all of you non-members out there, sign up for a free trial. PCA Overdrive is available on the App Store and Google Play.
Do the Service Legend Podcast, a show for home service business owners who are looking to dominate their market and see more profit, more freedom, and more impact from their services. Hey, I'm your host, Ryan Davis, CEO and founder at Service Legend and Cardinal Concrete Coating. Each episode, I'll be interviewing home service legends, industry experts, coaches, consultants, software companies, and a whole lot more. See you guys on the podcast. Well, happy Tuesday, everyone out there in the Facebook group. Hope you guys are doing well this week. We've got another episode of the Service Legend Podcast here today, and I have a real treat for you guys today. Brandon Lazar, welcome to the show.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
Yes. And I got to tell you, today's going to be pretty interesting. You know, we're going to focus today on home service virtual assistants. And Brandon and I were just chatting before the show started, and you know, he was just mentioning how you know, it's a hot topic right now, having home service virtual assistants, and we have an expert here today, and so I'm excited. But for those that don't know Brandon just yet, he is pretty interesting. I was researching you before the pod. I was like, man, it's pretty darn interesting. Makes a lot of sense what you're doing now. But join us as we delve into the dynamic world of business and none other than the visionary leader, Brandon Lazar. With a remarkable 15-year journey in the exterior cleaning industry and a seven-figure exit, Brandon has not only conquered traditional business, but also has ventured into the realm of tech, leaving an incredible mark with ventures like Ninja VA and Bonus Up, which Bonus Up we might touch on a little bit, but let's focus on the Ninja VA. And you know, and Brandon, that's my version of you. But before we jump right into things, if you could just give us, you know, a little origin story, I'd love to hear more about the exterior cleaning side. And if you could touch on that, and then maybe just bring us kind of up to speed to current day, what you're up to.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, that is kind of where I come from, right? So a decade and a half in the exterior cleaning industry. Started literally with like a borrowed minivan from one of my friend's moms and a ladder. And we scaled that up to the point where during peak season, we had 32 technicians going across three cities and 15 work vans going. My kind of claim to fame is we would go from two technicians in February all the way up to 32 technicians in May every single year, which is, that's crazy, right? That's a lot.
Yeah.
And then kind of fast forward to March of last year, I exited from that company. And ultimately, that just gave me a whole bunch more time to focus on, obviously, friends and family. Is very important, but also I'm a Conquer coach, as well as I have two tech businesses. So Bonus Up does performance pay bonus systems for home service and trades businesses. And then what we're talking about today, Ninja VA does virtual assistant placements for the home services as well as for trades.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I'm over here getting, making a little post, getting everyone. I'm throwing out the everyone tag today. So I only do it.
Going there. You're going there. Really? Yeah,
I only do it one day a week on the podcast. That's it. So I think everyone in the group knows. We just, you know, make sure everyone knows, hey, good training's coming your way. I use the everyone tag. So I apologize if that disturbs you today. If you're listening on Apple and Spotify, you probably didn't have to get that notification. So there you go. But yeah, interesting story. You know, and I really love what you did with the story though. You know, you didn't just exit and go on your way. You know, you exited and, you know, turned back around, you know, you got where you were going, turned back around, and now you're putting your hand there for someone to grab it with, you know, with these, awesome resources that you're providing to the marketplace. Talking about home service virtual assistants, you know, a Ninja VA, can you just talk to us a little bit about like what that company brings to the marketplace, and kind of the solutions, you know, because I think a lot of people know about virtual assistants now. You know, I think when I first got into the home service space about six, 7 years ago, you know, wasn't really a thing, you know, as, you know, it wasn't as prevalent, but now it's super prevalent. You know, you got Brandon Vaughn, and I know Corey Edmonds is doing his thing with, you know, I mean, I see everyone doing their thing. Could you just talk to us about Ninja VA a little bit and kind of what you guys do?
Yeah. And I think it helps to kind of like share my story as to how we got to Ninja VA, right? Cause it's kind of like a bit of an obscure business to start. Mm-hmm. But basically, like, rewind to the summer before I sold my service business, I had 4 full-time CSRs reporting in to our brick and mortar office. Okay. I was paying them like $22 to $25 an hour. And then you add the burdens on top of that, paying for workers' comp, payroll taxes, getting them an office set up or like a workstation. Like, it's expensive, right? Mm-hmm. And that's okay. But like, the performance and the quality was like not great at all. Like, I felt like I was paying a lot and getting like under delivery constantly, right? We had one girl, she was super emotional, and I swear I'm a nice guy, but like, she always left crying. And then another guy always was coming in late, and another lady was delightful, but she could not get the attention to detail. She always failed on it, right? And basically the straw that broke the camel's back is I remember just sitting there in the office, and it's an open concept office, and you're always kind of like always listening as the owner to what else is going on. And I was focused on my task, but I could hear a phone call unfolding. And essentially what was happening was we were basically getting notification that we had cleaned the wrong person's home. And as if that's not frustrating enough, this is actually the second time it happened in that calendar week. So at that point, I was like, this is clunky. This sucks. I don't feel good about this. I don't even want to come into work. And over the next 2 weeks, I made the kind of really tough but required decision to basically clean house. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, we started in on our virtual assistant journey. And they've been like a very important component to all of our companies since then. And we've been helping a lot of other people to place really top tier virtual assistants in their home service businesses since.
Yeah, that's really interesting. You know, and I would assume that, you know, people live on the replay here, that come back through, and if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, you know, if you've ever had that experience like Brandon did, I would love to hear it from you. So come back to the Facebook group, comment, or leave some sort of review. But you know, I think we've all experienced that for sure. Especially as you scale into the 7 figures, and you've got office manager, you could have a lead setter, you know, you could have all these different roles. And I love this concept. So, let's dive in a little bit. I'm kind of curious, like, and I'm sure the listeners are, like, what roles can a home service virtual assistant fill?
Yeah. So it's a great question, and really it depends on who you can find and what caliber they bring, right? So for us at Ninja VA, we realize that like the caliber of the placements that we execute is absolutely everything, right? So like when I went from that 2 to 32 hiring spree each and every year, we obviously had to have a very dialed in hiring funnel in order to achieve those figures, but do it on a quality basis, right? So we basically took our learnings from that and attribute it to the world of VAs. And essentially our ratio is 200 initial applicants to one single candidate. And each user of ours gets 3 candidates to choose from. They see an initial interview, they see all the assessment results, and really it just like breaks it down really clean and easy. When you're dealing with somebody who's like super high caliber, like a 1 in 200 find, they can do a lot. And really the first thing we vet them on is ability to speak and write in English in like an impeccable fashion. So if you're worried about like the accent and whatnot, we've kind of taken care of that right out of the gate. And then beyond that, I mean, it comes down to the customer life cycle. It comes down to, we even had a VA helping us with that hiring requirement, being kind of the key person for that. There's a ton of different places where they can be applicable.
Yeah, my first thought goes to the like office manager, you know. Is that a convenient or like a role often that you guys fill, office manager?
Yeah, so I would say like customer service rep, if you're just getting your feet wet, would be a good place to start. Because ultimately, like, this person isn't only remote, they're in a different continent altogether. So we don't want to go like right to like the top tier management to start. I would say let's get in on it. Let's get a bunch of stuff off your plate that ultimately it doesn't bring you energy. It takes your energy, right? Like, let's start there. We can all probably list like four or five things that like, we know we probably shouldn't be doing because they're $20 an hour tasks, or in the world of VAs, $8 to $10 an hour tasks. And we got to be focused on like the $1,000 an hour tasks.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that concept. So as you're starting the, like, if you don't have a virtual assistant right now, and this will be your first one. So Brandon's suggestion. Okay. So crawl before you ball, you know, let's put it in that analogy, but you know, start with a lower level task. You know, yeah. Cause that office manager, man, that's a key role, you know, some project management, you know, a little bit of operations, and that's such a key role. And you know, I think the first thing that most home service business owners think of is like replacing that top tier role, but it's so start smaller, customer service rep, and then kind of ease up. Okay.
And I should mention too, like, depending on where you're at in your journey, right? Like in Conquer, we teach the five stages of business. So like, if you're the guy on the truck answering all the calls, working your CRM, you know, and we've all been there, like there's no shade, like start there. Right. Whereas like, if you're like further along, maybe you have an office manager, maybe you have an admin team already, you know, so you can kind of plug this person in depending on where you find yourself in that spectrum. Right.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Love it. And then just touching on kind of what you mentioned in terms of the onboarding, things like that. It sounds like you guys are, you know, pretty hands-on, you know, and hand-holding the client all the way through. Could you touch on that just a little bit more? Like, what does that process look like? Because I think a lot of, you know, I've talked to a lot of our clients at Service Legend and some coaching clients. Funny enough, there's a few coaching clients of ours that have asked about it. And they are, you know, 25 to 40 grand a month. And, you know, it's the owner has a crew or two, and it's just that, you know, that's it. And, you know, my first thought was like, man, like, you know, either let's get a US person to help you once we get to a certain point. But how about you guys consider a, you know, home service virtual assistant? And they're open to it. But that was one of their thoughts, is like, well, like, how would I onboard them? And how would I train them? And, you know, all these different things, you know? So it sounds like you guys help with that.
100%. Yeah. And so like, the beauty here is like, the biggest thing we bring to the table is we vet them down and we get to that 1 in 200 person ratio. The other kind of like ongoing benefit you get is kind of twofold. So we're actually like software people by nature. With Bonus Up, we've created, you know, performance pay bonus system, which is an app. But we've also used those resources in the way of virtual assistants. So starting with the right person just makes life easier, but then having the tools and technology to manage it as it unfolds and continues on just goes a long ways, right? So we have like basically a dashboard. You log in. If your VA is on, then you see live screen grabs of what they're working on. Like literally that is their computer. So you also see like an indicator if they're on break, on shift, or off. And basically it just charges your credit card. So it's great for getting cash back or travel points. And ultimately, like, we do the international weekly payroll for the money transfer. And it all kind of happens just in the background. And you're left to just like get this person on your team who's super engaged and detail oriented.
And then, so when you place the VA, the applicant, we would pay Ninja VA directly. So this person would be, so there's some HR and, you know, and some things that you guys would do on the back end. So, you know, it's a lot of the admin side taken away from us too, it sounds like.
Yeah. And I always use the metaphor, like, I'm your real estate agent. Cause like, we vet them down, we give you the software that'll basically set you up and give you the tools for success. But in addition to that, like, I'm your real estate agent. That's the metaphor I use, right? Mm-hmm. So if anything weird happens, like, I'm happy to step in, or someone from my team. And literally to the point of like, after we give you the three initial candidates, the next step is we do a three-person group interview, right? I've had some clients where they're like, I've hired techs before, but I haven't really hired admin, let alone a VA, right? So it's like, no problem, man. Like, I'll conduct the interview for you. And, you know, let's talk after the fact. Or I've had other people that are like, no, I got this. If you could just sit in though and lend me your thoughts at the end, that would be super helpful and beneficial, right? So having that kind of ongoing support versus just like a one-off service where we kind of kick you out of the moving plane and then it's like left to you to try and figure out is just not a model that we've aspired to build towards.
Love that. Yeah, I love that support side of things. You know, and as a Conquer coach, you know, you've you obviously provide business guidance and coaching and mentorship and all these, you know, amazing things to these awesome conquerors over there. Kind of through that process of coaching and training and just being close to other business owners like that and having that influence over them and that leadership, what have you seen for like the ones that you've seen hire the virtual assistants? What are some things that you've seen kind of go wrong, you know, or things that could be prevented maybe, you know?
Yeah. So I am a firm believer that pretty much all conflict in this world is a result of missed communication or missed expectations, right? So I think if we're not going to communicate what our expectations are or take the time to train somebody, we can't expect them to do well, right? We always use the adage or the idea, the mantra that like their blood is still red, right? Yes, they're in a different country or a different continent, but at the end of the day, we're still human to human, right? Mm-hmm. One person to another. So it's not like they're a superhero where they can just come in, know what's in your mind, and then like perform accordingly, right? So you got to take that time. What is a cool way to do it though, is what I recommend is after you show your VA a skill, use what we call, or what we found is called ScribeHow or Loom, and basically ask your VA to create the SOP, the standard operating procedure, as a result of what you just showed them. So it could be, hey, Susie, let's show you how to create a client in our CRM. And at the end of it, I want you to send me the documentation, right? And what that does is it actually has three really cool benefits. Number one, you see if Susie understood what the assignment was and what you taught her. Number two, it's quick reference material for her to go back to like double check. And then ultimately she doesn't have to interrupt you. And number three, if you keep doing it this way, you're going to create like this building and growing inventory of how-to resources that ultimately are going to like dramatically impact the valuation on your company.
Yeah, I really love that aspect. Because that's another thing that I'm sure us home service business owners think is like, oh my gosh, I got to bring this person on. And not only do I got to bring a person on, they're not US and maybe there's a culture thing. Gosh, like how am I going to train them and onboard them? Or how am I going to create systems for them? Oh my gosh, I don't have time for this. And you know, all those thoughts come in and you know, they come in if you're hiring a US person, you know, that maybe has experience and can move a little bit faster. Those same worries still come in. But I love that concept of getting them engaged and having them actually help build. I love that first step though, is like based on what they give you back, you're going to have the idea of like, did they get what I said? I love that part too. Really cool stuff. And that's a really cool point that you make too around communication. All things in the world, you know, are all, what'd you say? Like all situations with people or conflicts?
Yeah. Come from lack of communication or missed expectations, right? I think we manage expectations through good communication, right? So if you're looking for this deliverable, but you don't communicate your way through it or give feedback as to where they're at and where they're currently coming and where they got to, you know, pivot to, we're going to have an issue at the end if the delivery's here and we were hoping for something more over here, right? So yeah.
That's a really good point.
Also like the leash length, right? So like the concept of the leash is like when we're just getting started, it's almost like a trust account, right? We're going to make small deposits and then we're going to make some withdrawals, right? They do something right and correct and meet your expectations, they're going to put a small deposit in the account, right? But at the end of the day, we don't want to like have like, okay, Susie signs on, I'll see you again in 3 days, only to find that like she got off on a tangent and then she just kept going, right? And obviously at that point, we're feeling frustrated. We're feeling disappointed. We just spent a bunch of money on, you know, something that we weren't impressed with in the end. So again, like any employee, you know, if you're teaching them how to refinish a floor, you're not going to just like be like, "Kate, you got this, this is how you turn it on. And Kate, the customer is Mr. Jones," and you leave, right? Like you got to learn very incrementally and give that ongoing feedback.
Yeah, such a good point. And I've seen the same for us. You know, we've hired a virtual assistant in most all of our businesses. You know, in the beginning it was hard because I went through everything that you're saying don't do early on, you know, because you know, I didn't have Brandon in my corner. I didn't have, you know, Ninja VA to opt into and you know, and have that person in my corner. I wish I would have back then. But you know, for me, what I noticed was I recruited, trained, and onboarded, and then also just like ongoing, like HR, just ongoing support. Like it was completely different than how we would hire people here in the States. Mm-hmm. And once I switched it, you know, like and started like getting a real offer letter and an onboarding document, like training and like all these different things together, like I would, you know, if you were hiring me, I was hiring you, and kind of, you know, not thinking about it differently. Like you said, we all have the same red blood. And you know, it's our duty as leaders to make sure that when people come into our, you know, our atmosphere, that we serve them, you know, and so whether that's a $10 an hour VA, you know, mm-hmm. calling leads for you or doing rehash or whatever, you know, let's onboard them, you know, effectively. And so I love that concept. Cause it's not just about recruiting the virtual assistants. It's about retaining people, right? I mean, that's what Tommy talks about all the time.
This is a system like we're talking about. So if we're doing it for the first time, it's going to be a little clunky. There's going to be some gaps. You're going to have some like maybe confidence issues because it's something you're doing for the first time. But we got the assistants beside you. Like literally I'm like on Facebook Messenger with like just voice notes. I love voice notes, and people send me voice notes being like, hey, this thing happened with my VA. Like what? I'd love to get your feedback or whatever. Right. But ultimately, like there's a few like really important systems that you should probably have intact when it comes time to like onboarding, especially a number of VAs. So if you want, we could kind of dive into that a little
bit. Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah. Hey, okay. If you guys want to dive into that, I see we got a few more live here. If you guys want to dive into that, just drop a, I don't know, just drop a little comment below. Number one, number two, whatever your favorite number is. And if you're on the replay, go ahead and do that as well. I'd love that. It, you know, the comments, guys, that you guys are live on the replay, the comments, if you guys hear me asking, it really helps more people in this Facebook group. The algorithm helps it, you know, this post get more reach, find more people. And really what we're trying to do is ensure that, you know, we can get this awesome, valuable information out to as many home service business owners like yourself as possible. But let's do it, man.
Certainly. So I think first and foremost, you have to really protect what's yours, right? Because like the reality is we're going to have to give out access to a bunch of the softwares or the, you know, web solutions that you're currently using to this person, right? So first and foremost, what I always recommend is keep an ongoing list and an inventory of what you've given to your new VA, right? It might be a login to your CRM, might be to your email. Whatever the case is, though, know what you've given out. And if there were ever the situation where you had to revoke it, it's a really quick solution to just find the list, go revoke the access, and then you have the tough conversation, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't happen often, but it's a really tough situation to be in, to be like, this is not working. This is not a good fit. Now let me have this awkward conversation and then go try and find out what they're logged into in my company, right? Mm-hmm. So I would say first and foremost, you got to protect what's yours. Also, like, leverage the power of the permissions, right? Some CRMs give you the capability to add a new user, but also modify what they can do, right? So like your VA doesn't need to be able to pull reports or export a customer list necessarily. If they don't need to, don't give them the permission, right? Even what we did in my own cleaning business is they didn't have the capability to delete anything in our CRM. So if they had like a double entry client, like they had to message us manually and say, hey, Mr. Jones is in the CRM twice. Can you go delete one of them or whatever? Right. So little things like that, just really, we've never had like a malicious outbreak, but they still just like serve to protect you and ultimately what's yours.
Yeah. I love that. And it's really cool too, that this service is out there. Like these service, like this Ninja VA service is out there. I could have used you a long time ago, man. That would be.
Yeah. And that's the acid test we use, right? Like rewind 3 years ago, would we have been a client of this? And like, I'd like to think like we package this up so easy and mm-hmm. so approachable where it's like you come in, the whole reason you're getting a VA is because you want to leverage and respect your time. And the onboarding process abides by those same principles. And then after you got your VA onboarded, it's like more of the same, right? So it just makes a lot of sense that $8 to $10 an hour, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's incredible. What's even more incredible is like, this is kind of a tangent, but is I can imagine having a virtual assistant like for your home, like for your family, right? Like scheduling all of your, and this could be like a work assistant too, but I'm, you know, I was just thinking like, imagine that. It'd be pretty incredible. Is there anybody that you know that's doing that like for their home?
Well, I think everyone is. Like you kind of double up, right? And like broad strokes here, my generalization of VAs is like They're super keen. They're detail oriented. They got great work ethic. And at the end of it all, they're appreciative, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's where we used to be like 20 years ago, I feel like, right? Where like, they're still there and they just got like good work ethic at the core. Mm-hmm. And yeah, to your point, like, I think, yeah, it's great if you can help me with my customer lifecycle and like cold outreach and like a thank you call follow up, because I never have time to do those. But also like, hey, can you call and book me a haircut? You know, it would be kind of nice. And like, it's like, yes, duly noted, sir, is like often what we get. And it's like, it just happens. So it's a really cool thing.
Yeah, that's cool. So switching gears just a little bit, is there a certain country or that you guys like to source from?
Yeah. So ours is done through the Philippines. What we found is it's called BPO, Business Process Outsourcing, is like a real thing there, right? Like if you call into your cable provider or your internet company or whatever, like chances are high that you're probably speaking with someone in the Philippines. It's an industry of its own there. They're also very westernized. So it's not like quite the culture gap that you'd have to absorb or navigate if you were to go like somewhere else in Asia. And so we've tended to have really good luck going through the Philippines.
Yeah, that's cool. I've noticed the culture as well with in the Philippines. A lot of the Filipino people are a lot of them that I've met are Christians, you know?
Yes.
Which has been really cool.
Yeah. No, and I actually had the honor of backpacking through the Philippines, which is super cool to kind of bring it full circle. And like, ultimately speaking, it's still a developing country, right? So it feels good what we're doing here, because we're on a mission here to give, basically to save 1,000 business owners each 1,000 hours of time while giving out a ton of jobs in the Philippines. And the cool thing is at these price points, $8 to $10 an hour, we're paying the VAs the equivalent of what a dentist would make locally. Right. So they're like really good paying jobs, very honorable, but also like they're able to spend more time at home, be with their loved ones, not have to commute into work and stuff like that. So it works really good on all levels.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you breaking that down. Cause yeah, I do think there's still a kind of that negative connotation with it, but I like how you break it down from reality and give us the right information. Okay. So I guess some more questions here. Like, if you can go back in time when you own the exterior cleaning company, and it doesn't have to be when you first started, let's say when things were going well, I guess, like, you know, you were doing well, you had your team and things like that. Just give us like kind of like a, like an ascension of like which roles you would hire first, like, and then boom, 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 like the first like three or four roles that if you can go back in time, you're like, I would hire these people. This is what my virtual assistant team would look like.
Yeah. I actually wrote an ebook, which I'll send you the link for. And it's basically like, it answers the question, what can my VA do for a home service business? Right.
There so we
it's really applied, but like, let's just use like the Cole's Notes version. So like, first and foremost, I get myself off the phone, right? Like that thing being on your hip is just like, it's like a set of handcuffs, right? Get yourself off the phone. Come up with a list of things that are just like healthy for your business that, you know, happen when everything goes perfectly, but rarely actually like are executed on because life happens, right? So things like a thank you call. Let's just reach out to our customers who just received a job with us, thank them for the work and ask for a review on Facebook or Google, right? Like that's like top tier service, but also it's going to obviously serve us as well, right? Mm-hmm. And what I love about that last initiative is, if there is like a quiet quitter is what we call them, like a client who wasn't satisfied, but also is not the type of personality that's going to like raise a stink and give you a 2-star review. But when it comes time to needing the job done again, they're not going to go with you because they just weren't all that satisfied. Mm-hmm. It gives us an opportunity to kind of identify those people so that you can be the superhero, go make things right with whoever the customer is and ultimately get right back on track.
Interesting. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Past that, it comes down to customer lifecycle, right? So every job starts with initial call, a form submission, or an email, right? A VA could serve in either of those capacities. Past that, we're going to go to our CRM. We're going to create the client if they're a new client, or we're going to find the client if they already exist, right? VA can do it. At that point, we're going to either schedule a quote or we're going to quote over the phone, depending on what your service offering is, right? A VA can assist. And what we actually did is we had what was called a checkpoint. So we did do over the phone quotes using Google Street View. And ultimately, though, we just had like a Slack channel allocated for quotes. So I didn't want them to go fully out on a limb and quote an entire job. But what they would do is they would basically just come in on the channel. It'd be a screen capture of the home, maybe the neighborhood, what the services are. And then we would just go, yeah, that gutter cleaning, $599, right? Then they had what they needed to basically complete the cycle. They could go back to Mr. Jones, present the quote, because we had the script and the verbiage, and ultimately book the job in the calendar. So they can do a lot.
Yeah, that's actually really, really cool. I like that little Slack channel idea you had. We have a virtual assistant right now. She's in the Philippines, and her name's Hazel. She's great. One of the really cool things that she took away, took off of our plate was, and she really took it off of the lead setter, the office manager's plate, basically, so we use serviceLegend.ai, which is a private labeled version of High Level, which a lot of people have it. But you know, in High Level, there's a conversations tab where Facebook messages, Instagram DMs, texts, and things can come in there. And so she would, what she does is like after hours and even during hours, pretty much all the time, she handles all those messages, has conversations, will respond to the social media comments, make sure the conversations tab is super dialed, and just do a lot of those little things, you know, and allows the lead setter to be on the phone more and follow up and rehash. And so like even that, where it's like, you know, if you're spending money on Facebook ads and you got a live chat widget, you know, on your website, or people are constantly emailing in, like, man, that was a big one for us. Like just being able to respond within a minute or less, you know, even up until 11 PM at night was a huge game changer for us.
Yeah. No, that responsiveness is key. Obviously, you know, like first respond usually is going to get the job. Also like the things like what you're saying that are like kind of ongoing and repetitive. Mm-hmm. I know, again, back to my example of the in-person admin staff, I get pushback on some of those things. Right? Like they'd be kind of glazed over, and after a day of doing them, they wouldn't want to do them anymore. Whereas like, again, huge generalization, but for the VA culture, it's like even just straight up data entry is a thing that like people will do that in and out of hours in a day. Right. Mm-hmm. So stuff like that is a great avenue to pursue and
yeah,
being done properly.
Yeah. 100%. Okay. Kind of in closing, I always like to ask these rapid fire questions. But before I do, you know, is there anything else that you wanted to share, with the audience, or any takeaways that you would not sleep tonight knowing you didn't give to us?
I think time is your most valuable asset, right? And you got the same 24 hours in a day as does Jeff Bezos, right? He gets a lot done in that same horizon of time, right? So you got to get into the delegation as a business owner. And at $8 to $10 per hour, like literally less than half the cost of an in-person employee, you can have like an additional set of hours to fill, which will ultimately bring you energy instead of leech your energy on the tasks that you'll allocate to them, and ultimately free you up to do the things that like matter way more and that ultimately are going to allow your business to grow and scale much, much quicker.
I love that. And how do we learn more about Ninja VA? Like if anybody wants to just get a little bit more information, you know, what would be really cool is that ebook that you have.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to come back through and just make like a Facebook post in this group and be like, hey, here's that link or whatever?
100%. Yeah. We actually got it set up here. Literally, because I'm actually coming to your town here tomorrow. Oh,
that's right.
Yeah. And we got it set up so you can actually just put in your email, you get a demo account. We have a whole academy section, which shows like how to onboard, how to get your company and your person ready for a VA to come on board. But then we also have like a bunch of free giveaways and resources. So what I can do is I can just get the link for that on Friday, if that's okay. Yeah. And like that tech side of things just kind of completes the puzzle, right? Because otherwise you're going out on a limb, you're trusting that they're staying focused. And in the VA space, there's a thing known as padding, where like a VA who doesn't have great morals might have two or three jobs going at the same time. And ultimately, you know, they're not giving you hard work for your hard-earned dollars, right? So the tech side of it just kind of completes the puzzle.
Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. And then also, you guys can come to ninjava.com as well if you guys want to come check this out. And then also, too, what I'll do for you guys is I got to tell you, Brandon is a stand-up gentleman. Before the podcast, he sent this really cool gift. So if you end up signing up with Ninja VA, I'm sure you'll get a really cool gift. But that was really cool. Let me know that you really care about customer experience things like that. But he also gave me a referral code that I'll put up in here. And I'll come throw this down there, guys. But what I can do for you guys, if you guys use Davis100 at checkout, is you will get what will they get if they go through this code?
Yeah. So basically the way the pricing structure works is there's a one-time placement fee. So it's $9.95. And with your promo code, it'll bring it down by $100. We also have like a really ongoing kind of snowball referral code system. So as soon as you get a VA, basically if you refer out, whoever you refer to gets $100 off and you actually get $200 in the mail. We love leveraging the power of mail, which is cool, as Ryan just mentioned. Yeah. So it's a cool little dopamine hit for sure.
That was cool. I was telling Brandon before the pod, my wife was cooking dinner, got the gift, and it was just like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. I'm like, Kristen, honey, check this out. You know, it was just cool. So yeah. Love that. Okay. So rapid fire, and I'll come back through and put my code in here for you guys. And if you guys end up not finding the code, just send me a message on Facebook. If you're on Apple and Spotify listening and you're like, man, I want that code, send me a message on Facebook, Instagram, find me. And then I'll get you guys dialed in. I'll get you guys the link and all that type of stuff, put you in contact with Brandon. But a rapid fire real quick. These are not very hard, but, what is your, all-time favorite business book and then your current favorite business book?
I mean, it's super lame, but I'm going to go with E-Myth.
Okay.
Because like, honestly, until you see it from Gerber's perspective, like, you're just kind of fighting the good fight, right? And it just feels like you're in the trenches and, you know, it's a slog, right? So, I'd say that's like the first big like epiphany that I had to like systemizing your business. And, you know, I just love the examples he covers in that book. The current book, I got to search the title, but it's by Dan Martell. I think
Buy Back Your Time?
Buy Back Your Time. Yes, sir. It's that whole concept that we're talking about here, right? Like mm-hmm. You got to leverage your time and ultimately you get one life to live. And that's what it is. So if that's the reality, how do we buy back our time? And I love that book.
Hey, well, I'll message Dan and I'll see if I can, on his revision of the book, I'll see if we can slide in Ninja VA, you know, on the opening.
He might go for that.
Yeah, he might, you know, you never know. Okay. A few more, actually last one, but your best advice you've ever received in business. And then also the worst advice, and you can go first or last on either one.
Sure. So maybe I'll just go with a quote. So this stuff is simple, but it's not easy, right? Like I think so often we get like into the weeds of it and we struggle and, you know, but like at the end of the day, the fundamentals of business are really quite standard. And they've been the same way for like hundreds of years. Right. Worst advice I've ever received. I'd say it has to do with something like you have to be very affordable or you got to be like one of the cheaper ones on the block. A thing I always point out to my conquerors is like the way you price your services is a part of your branding. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think that often kind of gets overlooked a little bit. But at the end of the day, you have to be profitable in order to sustain yourself and survive and be here for the long haul. So being that premium price provider while bringing an adequate and reasonable amount of value to the table is absolutely okay.
Love it, man. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, man. Brandon Lazar with Ninja VA. Appreciate it. And we'll see you next time.
Awesome. Thanks, Ryan.
See ya.
Paynet podcasts are produced by the Painting Contractors Association and are made possible by members and industry partners. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PCA, visit pcapainted.org.